supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about the best way to approach the Quran.
حياة القلب في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي عثرة المجروح.
Today, Tuesday, is the 24th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Hashr, verse 21. Let's see what points are there.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
If we had sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart from fear of Allah. And these examples we present to the people, that perhaps they will give thought.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse in question, reflecting all Quranic verses, reveals that the Holy Quran is so penetrating that had it been sent down on mountains, they would have trembled. However, it is a source of surprise that man is so stone-hearted that he hears it but is not affected by it. Many a Quran exegete have taken the blessed verse as a simile, maintaining that despite all their firmness, had mountains had intellect and perception, they would have trembled and rent asunder upon hearing Quranic verses. But some hard-hearted people hear them without being affected in the least.
ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
What is our topic? The best way to approach the Quran. Millions of Muslims around the globe recite the verses of the Quran daily in their prayers. In the month of Ramadan, for example, recitation of the entire Quran is completed in thousands of mosques around the world. In some cases, the recitation of the entire Quran is completed in 3 nights in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. A global Quranic recitation competition takes place every year. Tapes, CDs, and the internet also provide Quranic recitations so people can hear it while on land, sea, and air. Perhaps it may be no exaggeration to state that the Quran is the most recited but least understood of books. Indeed, listening to and reciting the Quran has become extremely popular among religious Muslims. However, how many of us are able to understand what is being recited? Moreover, how much importance in our lives do we attach to this understanding? Fulfilling the very purpose for which the Quran was sent.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the different approaches to the understanding of the Holy Quran. It should be noted that from the very early days, the Prophet ﷺ had engaged a group of scribes for the purpose of writing down the Quran, who were known as the scribes of the revelation. This should be regarded as one of the merits in favor of the Quran from which all other ancient books are excluded. The absence of any alteration and change in the Word of God was on account of its process of writing and recording from the very beginning. The other reason responsible for the popularity of the Quran among the people was its extraordinary, supernatural, literary, and artistic dimension depicted in its rhetoric and eloquence. It was this strong literary attraction towards the Quran which had an appeal for the people that prompted them to immediately memorize its verses. But unlike other literary works like the poets or the poems of Rumi, which are exposed to meddling by admirers who think they are improving on the original, nobody could ever give himself the permission of meddling with the sacred text, for the Quran immediately declared in one of its verses, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضُ الْعَقَوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. Had the Prophet ﷺ invented against us any sayings, we would have seized him by the right hand, then we would surely have cut his life away. This is chapter 69, verses 44 to 46. There are several other verses in the Quran that forbid forgery in relation to the Word of God. The gravity of this sin is stressed by the Quran had profound impression upon minds and served as a severe discouragement in this regard. In this way, before any type of alterations could have taken place in its verses, they were repeated often, thus reaching a stage that it was impossible to increase, diminish, or alter even a single word in this heavenly book. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Do not limit the Quran to just healing of bodily afflictions, physically peace, and deliverance from poverty. This is one important point in the ways of approaching the Quran with purity of intention. You may also derive other lesser benefits from the words of the Quran, such as the healing of bodily afflictions, physically peace, and deliverance from poverty. There is no bar to having these, but again, they should not become the be-all and end-all that you seek from the Quran, nor the goal of your niyyah or intention. For in achieving these, you may lose a whole ocean that could have been yours.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Who do I need to focus on? When we read the Quran or listen to a tafsir, we tend to think more about other than about ourselves. Yes, X does this, X should listen to this, X possesses these characteristics. On the contrary, we must focus on ourselves because we are seeking guidance for ourselves. In every verse, we must try to find what this particular verse has for me. What is Allah saying to me? What have I been doing up till now? How can I change myself according to this verse? How can this verse strengthen me? What former perceptions I had that this verse wants me to change? Hence, the focus should be on me. May Allah grant us the true understanding of Quran, allow us to benefit from it, act upon it, share it with others, and become of His special people, the people of the Quran.
الله نزل أحسن الحديث. It is the best communication. It is the best way of motivation and inspiration. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. Nothing comes close to the Quran as far as what its eloquence, its power, its ability to indeed move the human being and to motivate them in their lives. The question that I would like to ask myself first and all mu'mineen, my respected brothers and sisters, is this. When you and I pick up the Holy Quran, what kind of feeling goes through our mind? What kind of image immediately is portrayed before us? Sometimes when we pick up the Holy Book, some of us fear that I may make a mistake in the recitation, that I may not be able to understand what is it that I'm reciting. Sometimes individuals on a higher caliber of spirituality, when they pick up the Book of Allah, they might fear that they're not acting upon the teachings of the Holy Book. And there are different ways and approaches that when it comes to individuals approaching and establishing a relationship with the Holy Quran, undertake. Yet of course, this relationship with the Holy Book has a number of stages. The first is to recognize its significance as far as our well-being. Because how many times we've read the verse in Surah Taha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in chapter 20 says, Taha ma anzanna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. Many a times the mufassireen and perhaps even the translations of the Qur'an, when you recite this particular verse and you read the translation, it says, Taha, we have not revealed the Qur'an for you so that you go through hardship. Question. What happened? Narrations say that the Prophet of Islam used to stay the night in Salah and recitation of the Quran to the extent that his feet would swell up, according to some narrations. Some narrations would say that he would constantly wake up in the enjoyment of the recitation of the Quran as well as Salatul Layl and other forms of worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to him, I did not reveal the Quran so that you put this excessive pain and suffering over yourself. أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. That's according to many mufassireen. Yet there is, and the beauty of Quran is such that there is an ability to look even further and to understand the verse in even more depth. And that is what? And that is to understand that in Arabic there are two words. There is sa'ada and there is shaqa. Sa'ada means happiness. Shaqa means despair, despondency. Yes? The Quran comes forward and says, O Holy Prophet, and of course this Taha is addressed to the Prophet, but it's applicable to all human beings. O human beings, the Quran is not a book that makes you fearful or should make you despair. It's a constitution of happiness.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, which was about the best way to approach the Quran. Inshallah, we continue this interesting and, of course, essential topic. Thank you very much and keep us in your dua and supplications. Till another meeting, have a nice time.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us reflect on a statement by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, regarding his immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. Surely my daughter Fatima is the leader of all women from the beginning to the end. She is part of me and the light of my eyes. She is the flower of my heart and is my soul. She is a human Huri, who, whenever she stands in prayers in the presence of her Lord, exalted is his name, her light illuminates the skies for the angels, like stars shine to people on earth.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about God's omnipotence. This is one of the attributes that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in different ways. One of the verses which alludes to this sifat, this attribute of God, is the following verse. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ And He is with you wherever you may be, and Allah sees best what you do. Regarding God's omnipotence, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked by Abu Ja'far regarding Allah's verse in the Holy Quran, and He is Allah in the heavens and the earth. This is another verse which alludes to God's omnipotence. So the Imam replied in the following, Yes, similarly He is in every place. Abu Ja'far, this person, this rawi, this transmitter of this hadith, he asked, In His essence, bidatihi, is He in His essence in every place? The Imam kind of understood what this person was alluding to, and he replied in the following way. He said, Woe, betide you. Verily, places are subject to limits and boundaries. Meaning places, if something is in a place, it becomes limited to that place. A place is like a boundary and a limit, which limits the thing which is in it. Then the Imam says, So, by your saying that He is in a place in His essence, you are in fact compelled to say that He is contained in objects which are subject to measurement and size. He is, however, distinct from His creatures. He is, however, distinct from His creation, entirely encompassing what He creates in knowledge, power, control, authority, and dominion. So, in essence, the Imam here, he uses kind of a rational argument to say that, yes, God is in every place. That doesn't mean that every place is the place in which contains God. Like we would say that, for example, the water is in the glass. Like, for example, let's say that we poured water into 10 cups. We would say that this water is in all glass, in every glass. It's not, when we say that God is in every place, it doesn't mean that He is in, the place encompasses it. Like when we say that the water is in all of the glasses, and all of these glasses encompass the water. Because in this case, as like the Imam said, the Imam alludes to, these places would encompass God, right? And God would be limited. Whereas God is the Muhit, right? Muhitan bima khalaq, as the Imam says. He encompasses everything. Things don't encompass Him. Or the converse is true, right? Right. So what does it mean then? The Imam, of course, the Imam doesn't allude to what this omnipotence actually is. The Imam was asked about the omnipotence, he affirmed it. He said it's true. Then the person asking the question, he kind of mentioned what he understood this omnipotence is, and the Imam rejected that interpretation of it, said why it was wrong. But the Imam doesn't actually kind of allude to what God's omnipotence actually is, right? And how should we understand it, you know, without limiting His being, right? This is something that kind of needs to be discussed in its own place. It's also, it has been alluded to in other places, in other hadith, and also in the Holy Quran as well, which we can leave for a further discussion in some of our other sessions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at God's omnipotence in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I am really happy to inform you that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, and I really welcome them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Welcome. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. And Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir.
Salam.
I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Salamu alaikum, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salamu alaikum. So, welcome, brothers. So, today our main topic is Surah An-Nasr, right? On chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem, which got three verses. So, before we start explaining it shortly and doing the tajweed rules, practicing and applying the tajweed rules, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this surah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir innahu kana tawwaba.
That was nice. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. Now I will recite. Make sure Fawad, Hussein, Hassan and Ali Nasir, you repeat after me, right? And we really ask you, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, please listen and practice with us. Surah An-Nasr on chapter 30. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا
فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره
فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره
إنه كان توابا
إنه كان توابا.
أحسن. Thank you so much. So, guys, Surah An-Nasr, which means Surah of the helping, okay? Allah's help, okay? Allah's aid. So, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When Allah Almighty's help comes with victory. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ O Prophet, you see the people يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ entering Allah's religion in throngs, okay? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ then celebrate the praise of your Lord and plead وَاسْتَغْفِرَهُ and plead to him for forgiveness, ask him for forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا indeed, he is all clement. Right? Guys, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, okay? For the interpretations of this surah. I just want to tell you just one message, one sentence, just out of this surah, which is related, okay, to the meaning and kind of the explanation or the information or the teachings in this surah. Guys, when someone doesn't, for example, believe in Allah Almighty, right? Someone who don't care about prayers, who don't care about fasting, who don't care about any teachings in Islam, okay? Yes, we got these people, yeah, in this society. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. And on the other side, we got a lot of good people as well who really believe.
Yes.
Who have strong beliefs. So now the question is that why these other people do not, for example, pray, do not, for example, fast, do not care about any teachings of Islam. Totally religions. Okay, why these people are not religious? Why the group first group? Why they don't care about Islam, about religions, about God? The answer is very easy.
Huh? They don't believe about the rewards and the punishments.
That's one of the reasons. Great. Any other reasons?
They think that, for example, like our religion, Islam, mm-hmm. is a hard one. It's hard for them.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Hard for
so
them.
They think like there are a lot of difficulties in Islam.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to be kind of limited. I don't want to wake up early in the morning to do some prayers. I want to just sleep well. I love it. I love my bed. So I don't want to get up. Okay? So this can be one of the reasons. Any other reasons?
They're materialistic?
Yeah, kind of. Good job. Nice answer. So these things are very good. These answers are very good. I love them. Thank you so much. I want to tell you one more thing. Sometimes people do not have the understanding of the truth. Yeah? It might happen. People do not really understand Islam. Come on. If you ask someone who is not a Muslim, if you go to Europe, it has happened. I've watched a lot of interviews, okay? The community, or for example, the society, okay, talks about Islam in a very different way. And the people, a lot of people, okay, they know a lot of different things about Islam. And all are just opposite to the teachings of Islam, to the reality of Islam. Okay? They think like, yeah, Islam, God forbid, it spreads terrorism. Okay? But when they start researching about Islam, they fall in love with Islam. They understand, no, God, the things we were told about Islam are completely wrong. You gotta come and search, you'll understand the reality. Okay? Here, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا from this word, I wanna tell you that if someone has an understanding of the reality, correct understanding, okay, they will never stay away from religion. They will be so religious. Okay? This is something natural. Yes? When you day by day, when you improve your knowledge about religion, you become more religious. Isn't it that way? It is. All right. Guys, we all have to turn back to Allah Almighty. We have to ask Allah Almighty to help us, to, inshallah, guide us, inshallah. Okay? So, refer to the Tafasir book for the information, okay? For the explanation about this surah.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Now the tajweed rules, which are important in this surah, we will mention them. And you can recite this surah as well in your prayers instead of surah Tawheed. This can be another option. Okay, you can memorize this surah, you can recite it. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Right? So, let's do it everyone. Listen and repeat. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح
أحسنت إذا ذال is pronounced correctly you should should pronounce it correctly okay with an alif mad here either but do not stretch the sound ja'a the mad is
wajib
because
hamza
and alif mad both are in the same word in one word ja'a so six counts you got to pronounce the mad okay stretch it for six counts nasrullahi wal fath nasrullahi ra after ra you, on the top of Ra, you got a Dhamma, right? That's Ru. So, next word is Allah, the word Allah. Lam in the word Allah had a rule in Tajweed. Huh? The rule was this. Who remembers? Can if I you say, have...
Uh-huh. If there's a Kasra sound before the word Allah...
Okay.
Then the Lam in the word is pronounced lightly.
With an A sound. Yes?
Yes.
But if you have...
Fatha
sound before the word Allah. Yeah, good job. The letter Lam in the word Allah or Allahumma is pronounced
heavy
with an A sound. Heavy, right? Nasrullahi, not Nasrullahi. Nasrullahi wal Fath. Right? That's it. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ نون مشدد را تفخيم heavily you should pronounce it وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ what's the rule here?
قَلْقَلَ
on the letter say يَدْخُلُونَ
yes on the letter dal
يَدْخُلُونَ echoing sound yes A bouncing sound. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِي long vowels. فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ لَهِ again long vowel. فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ نِلَّهِ نُون has a kasra sound. The next word is the word Allah. Fawad just said the rule. If you have a kasra sound before the word Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced lightly, right? With an A sound. Fi dinillahi. In the previous example we had, Nasrullahi. Lam was pronounced with an A sound. Here, lam is pronounced with an A sound. Nasrullahi. Fi dinillahi. That's the rule. Let's repeat the rule. If you have a fatha sound or a kasra sound, before the word Allah, the letter Lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily with an A sound. But if you got a Kasra sound before the word Allah, the letter Lam in the word Allah is pronounced lightly with an A sound. Nasrullahi dinillahi. Look, that's the rule, okay?
Yes.
Afwajan Tanwin Fatha. When you stop, Tanwin Fatha is changed to... Alif mad, not sukun, alif mad. Afwaja. Fasabbih bihamdi. Pronunciation of the letter ha, it's important. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره. If you stop واستغفره, واستغفره. Because Jim is here, Hassan Jim tells you that you're allowed to
stop
or
continue.
Allowed to stop or continue, both ways, both options you have. So فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. Repeat after me, I will recite it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Inshallah. Thanks, brothers and sisters, for being with us in this session. Please stay with us on IRIB English Radio every day, one Quranic session. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasser. See you in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, Ya Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlaya wa Malik Arqi, Ya Man Biyadihi Nasiyati, Ya Ali Man Bidhurri wa Maskanati, Ya
صبري وفاقتي.
Dear listeners, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabb. My Lord, My Lord, My Lord. Ya Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlai. My Master, My Protector, My Allah. Wa Malika Riqqi, O the owner of my bondage. Ya Man Biyadihi Nasiyati, O he in whose hand is my forelock. Ya Aliman Bidurri wa Maskanati, O he who knows my affliction and my misery. Ya Khabiran Bifakri wa Faqati, O who is aware of my poverty and my indigence. We have sufficiently discussed the importance of mentioning the name, the chief name of the Almighty Allah is His exalted name, the word Rabb, in the beginning of our supplications. The verses of the Holy Quran, also the traditions, were replete with emphasizing the importance of mentioning this in our great requests. We mentioned the different verses of the Holy Quran as well as some of the traditions. Now, one of the important things that needs to be discussed regarding the acceptance of our deeds is the fact that the Holy Quran and traditions imply that there are some other conditions for acceptance of our deeds, and they are belief and sincerity. We said that our traditions are mentioning some important conditions. For example, الشَّرَفُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ بِحُسْنِ الْأَعْمَالِ لَا بِحُسْنِ الْأَقْوَالِ. The servant's worth and value before the Almighty is because of his good deeds, not his good speech. Or elsewhere we see الْعَمَلُ شِعَارُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Deeds are the slogans of a believing servant. Or elsewhere, one of the infallible says, "Al-mudawamata al-mudawamah." Continue your deeds. Continue your deeds. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَجْعَلْ لِعَمَلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَايَةً إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ. Because Allah has not set an end for the believing servant's deeds except his death.
And who is aware of my suffering and poverty? Oh, he who knows my destitution and starvation.
Thank you, Allah.
Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, we were mentioning some of the conditions mentioned in our traditions for the acceptance of deeds. For example, one tradition reads, أعلى الأعمال إخلاص الإيمان وصدق الورع والإيقان. The best deeds are belief, piety, and faith. This shows that this is really important to have faith if you want your deeds to be accepted, if you want the Almighty Allah to forgive you on the other hand. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has stated, دَعَ اللَّهُ النَّاسِ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِآبَائِهِمْ لِيَتَعَارَفُوا
وفي الآخرة بأعمالهم ليجازوا. Allah named people after their fathers in this world in order that they would know each other. And He will call the people by their deeds in hereafter, ليجازوا, in order that He would give them reward or punishment based on the deeds they have taken with them. In this regard, about the importance of belief as an accompanying condition for the deeds, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam states, أفضل الأعمال إيمان بالله. The best deeds is believing in Allah. And the Prophet continues, وَتَسْتِيقٌ بِهِ وَجِهَادٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and fighting in Allah's path. وَحَجٌّ مَبْرُورٌ, and Hajj pilgrimage. وَأَهْوَنُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ إِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامِ, and other simpler deeds are feeding the poor, lenient speech, وَالْمُسَامَحَ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ, good temperedness. These are easier for you, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. And even he goes on, وَأَهْوَنُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, you want still easier deeds to be done? Still an easier deed for you is that you do not accuse Allah in what He has destined for you. أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ لَا تَتَّهِمِ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ قَضَاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Do not accuse Allah in what He has destined for you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the pit.
On Youth Station.